I don't know.
Some entity, you know, is messing with you.
I blame it on lag.
Yeah, we're going live in 3, 2. Welcome back to Broken Fuse Podcast. This is our Halloween edition. It's our 11th episode. Yeah, we have Alex Papalexio.
Hello, and I'm back.
We have Andrew Hugh.
Hello.
And Harley Wang here as well today.
Hi.
And I'm Marcus Lai. Yeah, so it's October 30th at about 9:35-ish. Yeah, what have you guys been playing lately?
Well, me, because it's Halloween time, and of October 26th, I think, is the 10th anniversary of the release of Majora's Mask, which I started playing, and it's such an awesome game, and I'm actually playing it right now before this podcast. You guys?
Yeah, I've been playing a bit of a Super Mario Galaxy, the original one, on the Wii. I haven't played in a while, so I decided to pick it up. And also a bit of Left 4 Dead 2 as well. Some zombie hunting before Halloween. What about you guys?
Andrew, you want to go?
Sure. These past few days I've been playing a new game called Onslaught. It's pretty fun on 360. That's all I've been doing.
Yeah, for me, I've been playing, I play League of Legends in the morning because I lag less, so that's about it. But yeah, I'm going to take a break from playing League because I got schoolwork and stuff, but yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I guess we'll jump right into what's going on in the world of video games, I guess. Microsoft Kinect is releasing in a couple days on November 4th. So, what do you guys think of what they're offering right now? Awkward silence.
So, someone want to start first? Like, you want to?
Sorry, I was a little distracted. Question? Go
yeah,
ahead.
Just direct the question at someone. So.
Yeah. So, I guess Alex, what do you think about what they're offering right now?
I completely missed what you guys said. Could you just repeat that question?
Yeah, Microsoft is releasing the Kinect in a couple days, so they're offering up some of the stuff with motionless, motion-free, controller-free motion gaming. So what do you think of all this stuff?
Well, I'm not too excited, really, because I don't really own a Xbox 360, and I don't really care about the subject, so I think it's a complete waste of money, in my opinion, in my professional opinion. But that's about it. No, Harley or anyone want to add to that?
Even I don't have an Xbox, but if I did, I don't know if I'd get the Kinect right away because I kind of want to see how it plays out and how the games work first and what other people's opinions are before I invest more money into a console.
Well, as the only guy here that has the 360, I wouldn't get it. I saw the lineup, it's pretty bad. I have no interest in this at all.
There's actually a lineup? My God. Okay.
Of games that's coming out. There's 9 or 10 big ones.
Oh,
the only one that looks interesting is probably Sonic Free Rider and Dance Central. The rest is just weird looking type games.
Yeah, you're not the only one that has a 360, but I haven't really touched mine in a while. My opinion is pretty much the same as what you guys have already said. It's a wait and see for me. I don't want to drop $150 on something that's kind of untested at the moment. I'd love to see it succeed. But right now, the only one of the few apps that really look solid for me right now is Dance Central for me. That's one of the few titles that I'd really look into getting if I actually got Kinect.
It's just too expensive, in my opinion. It's like $150.
For an add-on, right?
It's for an add-on.
It's an optional add-on.
Like the console game. Not like the console.
To me, it looks like they're trying to appeal the motion gaming to people who do not have Wii, but that's kind of very bad move because everyone mostly owns a Wii, and it would kind of fail, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, and $150, I mean, Xbox games are pretty cheap. I mean, you can get, like, a lot of games in exchange for, like, one add-on, right? And then you still have to buy games after the $150, so.
Yeah. So.
Which would really add to the price. But the thing is, what they could have done, maybe they could add updates to their current games to, like, their, you know, software to make it compatible with motion, just to kind of get people to ease into the Kinect a little more. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, it might end up being like, it might turn the game into like some gimmicky, like fun, casual, family type game, which is like, which nobody plays because, you know, it'll make the game seem cheap. Like if they just integrate some like add-on for Kinect. And just...
Yeah, they already are kind of doing this with the PlayStation Move with, I think, Resident Evil 5, the Gold Edition, and also Heavy Rain. There's a couple other ones that are slated to be updated to be using PlayStation Move as well that were previously released before the Move came out about 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago.
The only good I see this out of the Kinect is for games that, you know, fitness-type games where you actually required to move. Because most of the time, most gamers, they don't want to stand around and start flailing their arms around. They just want to sit on the couch, relax, and just, you know, play their game at their own leisure. This with Kinect, it will require too much work and too much hassle, which makes me think it's useless to buy in the first place.
I also connect into the new Xbox, like just have it all in one and then charge a little bit more for it instead of selling the two things separately, because they're going to have an arcade version anyway, so for the Pro and the Elite, they might as well just integrate Kinect into the console itself.
But that'll be really expensive, wouldn't it?
Like no, I don't I think it'll
with the Kinect, it will be like $300. Would you get it?
But that was the original price. That was the previous price for a Pro, right, or an Elite. So it's, I don't know. I mean, it's debatable. It'll be cheaper than the $150 right now because they wouldn't have to they wouldn't have to package, they wouldn't have to ship. It would like there'd be substantial cost savings. But I don't know. And that would force people to buy the Kinect anyway. So like, I really don't think they're gonna sell that well. I don't know. But then people are lining up, so maybe, I don't know.
It's a little late in the game for that. It's in a couple of years, time for the next generation of consoles to come in.
Yeah. You know,
unless, like, for Kinect, they would integrate it with their new Xbox or whatever.
Yeah, as VG Tribune in our chat room says, it won't be really working with first-person shooters too well for obvious reasons that you can't really do too much with.
How ridiculous would you look holding up an imaginary gun? Like, just imagine yourself, like, with your two arms up there, just, you know, and someone just walks in the room seeing you, like, shooting a gun. That's not really there.
Yeah.
Just a joke. At least with the Wii Remote and the PS Move, you know, like, you are holding something in your hand, so you have an excuse.
Well, yeah, and the Kinect is full body, so, like, you'll just look crazy.
Yeah, and hopefully it will be bundled with everything else in the future. Maybe even with the next generation of the Xbox that comes out, maybe. As VG Tribune has says that developers will have more of a reason to develop games for it, but it is kind of late in the cycle right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, next gen is coming out in, like, what, a couple of years? So, like, I don't know if it's worthwhile, but Some people will get it.
Yeah, probably 2 to 3 years later, we'll be seeing like Wii 2.0, Xbox 720, PS4.
720.
I guess we'll move on to our next topic, which is IBM is currently working / bidding for contracts with Nintendo and I think Sony in preparation for the next generation of consoles that are coming out within the next 2-3 years. So, yeah, so it means that the next generation of Nintendo console is in the works right now. So it does exist somewhere, plans for it at least.
So IBM's making a console?
Well, they're supplying the chips for the processors.
The graphic card, probably.
Actually, the graphic cards are from...
Graphics cards.
The graphics cards are actually from ATI, if I remember correctly, looking at my Wii right now.
IBM is like business solutions. What are they doing trying to get into gaming? Because business people don't game. It's just... It's not the same market.
They actually make the processors for the Wii and the GameCube, actually.
So now they're making their own?
No, they're bidding for contracts with Nintendo for the console, like the processors. And with ATI, they're supplying the video card for the Wii.
Yeah, and they also did with the GameCube back then. That's why they're similar in graphics.
Yeah, so this would equal to backwards compatibility if this does go through.
Yeah.
Which would be a huge advantage, because looking at my shelf, I have quite a few GameCube and Wii titles sitting there.
Wait, do you guys know how long it took to develop the Wii?
They had already started with ideas on... Back in
right
the,
after the game was released.
Yeah, and
which
circa DS release as well.
So it took a while, right?
To refine it.
I'm sure they started working on the next Wii or whatever next generation console since the Wii was first released. Like,
yeah.
The DS started popping out the day after.
I don't know. It seems like with IBM, if they're just bidding for it right now, it seems like projects... not too far in. Seems like if this is the case, then we're definitely not going to see it in the next couple of years.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I recently read an article where Nintendo spent like almost $400 million on like research and development. So where's that money going? You know, so they think that they would have been working on it for a while now, at least.
Oh, I don't know. That's possible. I mean, it might have gone to, like, the 3DS, or it might have gone to something else, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably a good portion of that went to the 3DS, which is releasing early next year. But they definitely have been working on the successor for the Wii for quite a while already, from what we know... from the companies that make consoles.
Yeah, well, I know that the Sony PlayStation a 10-year lifespan, so, like, that's a really, really long time.
Well, as we've seen with the PlayStation 2, it's been really dying out in the past 3 or 4 years since the PS3 has come out, and it's been slowly dying off a lot more, especially in the last 2 years. Like, not too many big titles are coming out for it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the old PS2 games are getting archived into PSN, so, like, people are just downloading them. But, I mean, yeah. The PS2 has been around for a long time, though. I mean, has it been 10 years?
I think it's 2001 it came out.
So it's almost just about.
It's, like, just 9.5 years, almost 10 years.
That's crazy. Is it still the best-selling system out there? Or, I mean, like, in terms of number of units ever sold? Or is, like, did the Wii or something ever surpass them?
No idea, but
yes.
Probably...
I think the PS2 is still tops for sales.
So it's the Wii didn't outsell it?
Well, the Wii has about, I think, 70, 75 million units. The
What about the DS?
Yeah, the DS is up in the, I think, 110, 115 units. The PS2 is up around
like, 130.
130, 140-ish.
Yeah, I remember now. That's a lot. A lot. That's a good portion of the human population right there.
Yeah. It's basically a third of, approximately a third of the population of the States.
Pretty much.
I guess we'll move on to our next story, which is the PSP phone has been making the internet rounds again, and Sony hasn't really said too much on these rumors, if they're real or not. It's kind of interesting to see that it's popping up again after such a long time. So, it's supposed to be running on Android as well, so...
Wait, but Sony's made claims that these are they're not real, right? That the phones are fake or the images are fake?
It's kind of hard to tell right now. For me,
no, but Sony made a public statement saying that those images are not real and that that's not the PSP phone or the PS phones.
Or they might be being a little sketchy about it. It could have been a previous prototype that they just conceived, and they just ditched it, and then
they're just trying to deny it because they don't want to release the news yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess this is kind of it for.
Yeah, nothing much to say about it
now. Yeah.
Although the PSP phone will fail anyway, regardless if it came out. So. Moving on.
Yeah, I guess the next thing we have is there's a really large Pokemon Center being built in Osaka, Japan. I think it's the largest one in the world currently right now, which is kind of neat.
Oh, the only Pokemon Center I'm aware of is one in New York,
which
is across the street from Nintendo World, which I really want to go to one day.
I think it's under renovations right now, the one in New York City.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we should go there.
What are you doing in Pokemon Center? Does everyone know?
I think they have,
I'd be down to go one day.
I think they have, merchandise, special, demo units of some sort over there. And probably, you know about the mystery gifts for, Heart Gold and Soul Silver. They might have something there as a special downloadable mystery gift.
Yeah. But how large is this Pokemon Center being built? Or is it already built?
I'd have to look it up again, but it's supposed to be... It's going to be bigger than the one in New York, obviously, but I'm not sure about the square footage that they're putting on this thing.
It's probably the size of a full-size mall.
Do you know if they're going to be recruiting, are they going to have job offers for, people working in... I'd be willing to work there.
As what, Nurse Joy?
I don't know, but it'd just be really cool.
Yeah, I would. Japan is an awesome place. I would really want to go there.
Yeah, it's definitely a different lifestyle over there. It's a lot of people use the public transit there, so yeah.
So specs on the Pokemon Center are, it's 9,000 square feet, and it's going to open on the 26th, and it's going to support duels or battles for the trading cards. Yeah, which is kind of cool. I mean, it promotes their own product, but yeah, it'd be better if they promoted DS battles. That would be wicked.
That'd be pretty cool if it actually happened.
But there is a tendency for cheaters out there, and you know, in the DS games, and it'll kind of be
Prime Hunters.
Yeah.
Calling out all the hackers on Prime Hunters out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we'll move on to I guess we'll move on to our next little story. Plants vs. Zombies is making its way to DS with some exclusive modes this January. It's been...
I love Plants vs. Zombies. It's really fun. But if it's going to be like a full-price DS game, then it's not going to be worth it. Because you can get it for the iPhone for like $3. Actually, now it's on sale for $1. And you can have hours of fun with that.
Yeah, it's been, like, there are other games that have been kind of ported over to the DS from, other, like, the phone market, like, the plane one where you have to land on the planes. I think that's Flight Control.
Yeah.
Like, well, primarily, that. it's gonna depend on whether or not they release it as a full game, or if it's going to be, like, a download or a mini game. But yeah, for that kind of game at full price, like $39.99, right? Is that full price or is it $49.99?
Yeah, that's full price is $40 for Canada.
Yeah, that's a lot to pay for a game that you can buy as an app. So like, that's kind of hilarious.
For $1 too now. You'd be paying 40 times the price.
I think it's most likely going to be a budget title, probably under $20 to get like, $15 to purchase the cartridge of it.
But what's the game like? I've never played it.
Probably see it as a DSware. That would suit it more, and it'd be a cheaper price too. Like compared to a full cartridge.
Sorry, what'd you guys say?
It's probably more suited to DSiWare than a full cartridge. As Alex was saying. Couple seconds ago.
Silence.
Again.
So what did Andrew say before? What did Andrew say before?
I never played Planet vs. Zombies. So what's it like? Is it like a tower defense game or something?
It's a tower defense game where the enemies are the zombies and your towers are the flowers.
Plants.
Shooting.
Yeah, like, as with any other tower defense game, it is highly addictive.
Yeah, it's crazy.
For a while, right?
Yeah, until you get to a level where you can't beat it, or until you beat the game, and then you never play it again.
No, but it doesn't get that difficult, though. It's just fun, because the way it looks.
I know, maybe I think every tower defense game should be made, like, really difficult, like, impossible to beat, so that you can keep trying for a while, and then give up, but... Yeah,
there needs to be more quality tower defense games out there as well. Even though there's quite a few out there already on, like, iTunes, like, App Store for the iPhone and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a League of Legends tower defense.
It's, on your iPhone?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's pretty bad, but like, I mean, it's horrible compared to League of Legends, but like, it's, I don't know. I don't really like, I think there are only a few really good tower defense games. Yeah, I don't think League of Legends. Yeah. Don't get it. Yeah. I mean, get League of Legends. Don't get their tower defense app. It's just, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. I guess we're kind of running this thing a little dry for now. It's surprising that that Nintendo has sold over 65 million Wii remotes in just the States, which is basically enough for every hand in Canada, basically, for the 32 million that live up here.
Does that include, is that the DS or... Like all versions of the DS.
No, it's
the Wii remotes.
Wii
remotes.
Oh, wait.
Just the remote.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's enough for each hand in every Canadian.
Damn. That's left and right.
Yeah. Double wielding remote.
Yeah. Oh, but did you guys see the, like, Nintendo's, this is surprising because, you know, a lot of generic Wiimotes that are circulating, like, on eBay and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Nyko and the ones
yeah.
from Mad Cat.
Yeah, and like,
Ops, yeah.
And like, the they offer, like substantially more battery life, like built-in batteries and stuff like that. Like, a lot of, like, gimmicks. I personally wouldn't buy it, but, like, yeah, I'm like, if they reach 65 mil, even with, like, competing generic brands, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not an easy feat to reach.
Yeah, and like the generic ones are like a lot cheaper. They're like $20 or something. Like, it's really cheap, so it's pretty attractive for people that don't want to spend like $70 getting the nunchuck and Wiimote and everything.
Well, it is a lot more reliable than the third party stuff, as we
yeah.
know with Alex's.
It's better to get something durable, especially with someone like me who has kids running around the house a lot, throwing Wiimotes at the walls and stuff. So the $15, $20 Nyko knockoffs will not stand a chance against children. So that's why people, it's wiser to get the genuine Wii Remote.
Yeah, and I mean, if they're not precise, I hate, like, screwing up because of a little thing in some, like, RPG that I've been playing for hours and then, like, have to do everything over again. But, yeah. It makes a difference.
Yeah, plus we know it's a pretty solidly built. We've seen enough of them go through high-definition TVs. I've heard of a secondhand story where someone's kid actually let go of the Wii Remote without the jacket, straight through the TV, and now they have a plexiglass over the TV to protect it.
It's just hilarious hearing what people throwing Wii Remotes at the TVs.
Yeah. So our next story is there's the Mario All-Stars is heading to North America this Christmas season on December 12th with Super Mario Bros. 1, 2, 3 and the Lost Levels, a commemorative art book and an audio CD as well. And it's all for $30 as well, so it's quite a steal, in my opinion. So
well, obviously, every person who owns a Wii is getting this.
Yes, and it's going to sell out, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I think it's a limited edition or...
No, yeah, it's going to be limited. All of these, like, every time they come out with these things, it's always limited, and it's going to sell out.
You know, I would like to see, though, like, Mario All-Stars, the Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, they're remade... Not remade, they just upgraded in graphics to the Super Nintendo 16-bit. But I would also like to see the actual original, like the original 8-bit Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3, just so you have that nostalgia right there. Because the new ones look a lot newer, and they feel newer.
Yeah, plus we know that Mario sells like hotcakes.
Yeah.
As we've seen last year with Super Mario Bros. Wii, it sold a hell of a lot more copies than... I expected it to sell.
Yeah. Because of the multiplayer feature, you know, anyone can just pick up and play.
Yeah, and like, people can pick up their allies and throw them
into lava pits.
Fire
into lava.
And, like...
And get hero treatment by bomb mobs.
Yeah, which is basically what Alex does to the rest of us when we're playing Super Mario.
Yeah, but it was a lot more fun when you didn't know how to get off when I took
yeah.
you up.
Yeah.
You were at my mercy.
We didn't bring all of us to our deaths, and then he'd die, and then we'd lose the game.
Multiple times, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, that level had, like, I don't know, I think we had, like, 50 restarts or something. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious at the same time, though, which is great for laughs.
That's why it's such a good selling game, because it's fun. You know, it applies to everyone, not just children. Even full grown adults. And even the grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents play?
No. I'm just saying grandparents in general.
Oh man, that'd be pretty.
I'm pretty sure
cool.
Anyone from ages 3 to like 100.
Yeah, no, it is pretty easy to play. Like it's yeah. Very easy to learn. But yeah, I wish my grandparents could play.
Yeah, it's like because I have like an uncle back over in Hong Kong that just recently got a Wii, and he's up in his like 80s, and he plays the Super Mario Bros. Wii like every day almost, because it's easy to pick up, it's fun, and it's multiplayer.
Yeah, totally. Multiplayer is probably what draws people to games nowadays. If you don't have multiplayer, it's very hard for a game to survive.
Yeah. I guess we'll move on to our next thing. There doesn't seem to be a price drop for the Wii anytime soon.
I think that's because they're at their lowest point where they won't make much of a profit if they did lower it. I mean, they'll actually be at the point where they lose money, I guess.
Yeah, another thing is...
Exactly, but do you remember how much it cost to manufacture Wii for Nintendo?
Back in the day,
it cost,
I think...
when it was $269.99.
They made, like, $15 off of each console sold, even from the first console sold back in 2006.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I think they're still making a profit. It's just... The reason why they don't drop is, well, yeah, they don't want to lose money, but also, like, if they make the Wii too cheap, no one's going to buy the DS and no one's going to buy the 3DS because, like, it's never been the case that the console's been cheaper than the handheld. So, I mean, it's going to be a hard argument to make.
Well, not in the case of the 3DS, it will be more expensive.
Yeah, but it won't, like, it's not substantially more expensive. If it was, like, I mean, if it was like, you know, $250 and then the Wii was $150, that's $100 difference between a console and a handheld in the wrong way. And people will just, I don't think they'll buy it. Or they won't buy the newer product.
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus the 3DS is probably the most expensive Nintendo handheld that's going to be out there. Starting probably around $250 when it comes out stateside.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus on what the price is going to be for the 3DS nowadays, anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess we'll go over to our last topic that we have in our show notes tonight, which is Nintendo's seen Apple as more of a threat than Microsoft currently is with the popularity of Apple's iOS devices like the iPad, iPhone, and the iPod Touch.
Well, that's for sure, because a lot of third-party developers are creating apps for the iPhone, and it's selling really well.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the example that we just had, like Plants vs. Zombies, right? DS, yeah. It's on the DS and it's on the iPhone.
Yeah. Originally was on the iPhone, now
and now they're migrating to the DS.
Angry Birds is actually on the Android market right now, I think for free already. Just recently.
What is? Sorry?
Angry Birds.
Oh, Angry Birds, yeah. It's still a top selling.
It's one
number
of those,
one on the App Store right now.
It's one of those highly addictive games that are out there on the iPhone App Store. So yeah, this wraps up our show notes. Are there any other topics you guys want to bring up?
Dota 2.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
I don't hear much about that. Like, what's going on with it?
All right, so basically, Valve made an announcement saying that Dota 2 is going to be released sometime in 2011. So sometime in the next year, you're going to have the successor to Dota, or Dota All-Stars, and that Ice Frog is the guy working on Dota 2, and that they're bringing all the champs over and all the abilities over with more features and more community features and better... Or better game hosting. So, like, They won't have the server issues that are kind of an issue with Heroes of New Earth and League of Legends right now. So Dota might, like Dota 2 or whatever they're gonna call it, might be like the next you know, Defense of the Ancient title.
Yeah, that definitely. Cool. Yeah, I definitely need to look into this game and probably start playing it sometime soon after midterms are finished.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many. There's
Harley, League of Legends.
Oh, sorry. There's a lot of Dota-like games right now, and you can try them out. I don't know. Andrew plays. I think Andrew's played a lot of them, right? I don't know what his opinion is.
I just play League of Legends a lot. A lot.
No, but what do you feel like? How do you feel about, like, you know, Dota, Dota 2, and like Heroes of New Earth? Like, what are your thoughts on those series?
I play Han a little bit. I find it quite difficult actually for the game.
Yeah,
League really of Legends is actually really noob friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only 4 skills you need to press, and just a bit of map awareness, and that's basically it.
Yeah. But what about like Dota? Everybody Dota? Played like the original. Yeah.
I haven't played much of Dota. I start off just playing League of Legends actually.
I don't know how like old school like Dota fans are gonna react to you know, the new Dota coming out. It's gonna be a pretty big change.
If they drastically change it, yeah, a lot of old school people complain about it. You know how a lot of people have a fear of change.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, they say that the gameplay mechanics are basically the same, but, you know, like, they're going to have, like, you know, imbalanced characters, and people are going to go crazy over some, like, character that's overpowered or underpowered or something like that. But hopefully it'll obviously be released on Steam. Hopefully it'll be an affordable price and something that they won't charge a monthly fee for. And, you know, hopefully it'll do well, and that, you know, then we can all join, and with no server problems, I probably won't lag as much. Hopefully.
Can only hope.
And then you get an email and get disconnected.
Oh my God.
The irony of it. Yeah. Is there any other topics you want to bring up, or do you guys want to call it?
That's it for me.
It's Halloween time, so, like, has anyone seen any of the new movies?
I haven't really had that much time. I've been meaning to watch Paranormal Activity 2, but, yeah.
And I really want to watch Saw. I mean, since hearing this theme song, I really want to get into it right now.
Yeah. I guess this is the end of our episode for this week, so we'll see you guys in about a week's time.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east.